prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Tuesday, and we're dedicating the entire show to the Blueprint Power Hour with my co-host, Coach Rob Regish. We're going to get started with that in just a second. Just want to remind everybody that Thrive Advance is now available. You can use the coupon code DRINKTHRIVE, D-R-I-N-K-T-H-R-I-V, when you go to thriveprotein.com. And believe it or not, you can spell Thrive however you want, T-H-R-I-V-E or T-H-R-I-V-protein.com, and you'll get to the website. Nonetheless, 50% off your entire order. Ridiculously inexpensive price point for probably the most advanced protein supplement in the world today. And I predict that as time goes on, those statements will be proven to be very valid. And now, without further ado...
Calling all Blueprint Army, fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Better than ever, man, because I've got two jugs of Thrive on the way, so I'm excited to get rolling with those.
Well, thank you for your confidence. Thank you very much.
Yeah, and the more I read about the formula, the more I said, you know, I got to try this.
You know what's really funny? When we first started to promote Thrive in the pre-sale, I had a guy who now I realize is actually a shill. It's a fake account, and I think I know who it is, believe it or not. It's another guy who used to be in the supplement business, but he's not anymore. And the first thing he said was, what a scam. It's 43 grams per scoop, but only 22 grams of protein. Less than half of it is protein. And, you know, you can't, for those out there who think that it's all about just exclusively how much protein you're putting down, you're wrong. And, you know, this idea that there's no special value in different fractions of protein, different types of protein, whether it be beef versus egg versus the different types of dairy proteins out there. And what we've learned, if nothing else, you know, Adele Moussa wrote about research that shows that a combination of casein and whey in a specific ratio seems to produce a greater protein synthetic response to exercise than just whey or casein alone. Well, I've taken this a step further, and I've looked at what human breast milk looks like, and we have used that as the template to produce this product. It's got so many other things in it that will enhance recovery and enhance the stimulation of protein synthesis from exercise. But
Was it your call to put the essential aminos in there?
Of course. No. It wasn't my call. It was nature's call. So there's something in mother's milk that's classified by science as non-protein nitrogen. And when I looked at what it was essential amino acids in a free form that permeated the lining of the stomach and went right into the bloodstream of the baby while the baby was digesting the actual protein itself that was in the milk.
Yeah.
So no, yeah. I can't take credit for any of this. I have to give credit to 4.5 million years of evolution.
Yeah, I don't know that it's ever been done before, has it?
I don't know. I really don't know that. That's a good question. I'm a funny guy. I don't listen to other people's radio shows, and I don't look at other people's products because I don't want to be influenced in any way, shape, or form by what other people are doing. Yeah. And the only thing that influenced the development of Thrive was pages and pages and pages of research on human breast milk and nothing else. And I just picked from that research what enhanced protein absorption, protein assimilation, and the protein synthetic response of the proteins found in human breast milk, and those are the things that are in Thrive.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, the formula, the more I looked into the formula, the more I said, man, I got to try this, especially with the 50% off. That's crazy.
Well, when you get your jug, when you open it, and you look at the protein, you will notice something very different about this protein blend. It does not look like any other protein powder you've ever bought. Don't ask me to qualify that statement. Just wait until you get it and uncap it and look at it. When you look at it, you're going to think to yourself, wow, this doesn't look like the traditional protein powders that you buy. There is no, you know how some protein powders, when you scoop it, you end up breathing in this almost fine, powder that comes up from it?
Yeah, it's like silk.
Yeah, you won't see that in this protein powder. You just won't.
Yeah. Really?
It clumps, it's moist. You can eat it right out of the jug, and it tastes good. When you mix it with water, it dissolves completely. It doesn't change the consistency of the water. It's not like the water gets thick and turns into pudding. It actually has the consistency of milk.
Wow. So I can't wait now. Is it shipping, Carl?
Yes, it's already shipped. Your order's probably already shipped. And I got to take care of something on your order anyway, because the coupon code didn't work right for you, so I have to actually refund some of your money. And that'll probably be done today, because I have to get with the people at All American Pharmaceutical. They're actually fulfilling on this order. I don't have the time or the wherewithal, the manpower to ship this stuff. The demand, we're getting lots of orders. I'm surprised at the orders we're getting, because it's such a new product. But I have a feeling that when people start receiving it and using it, it tastes great. It doesn't taste bad. It's not going to taste as good as those protein powders out there that focus exclusively on flavor. Because we did not exclusively focus on flavor. We focused on the components of the ultimate protein supplement.
I can't wait to get a hold of this.
I've been drinking it all day. I got to tell you the truth. I ate a bunch out of the jar. It smells so good. When you open it, the jug, and smell it, it smells fresh. It smells clean. It tastes fresh. It tastes clean. I got to tell you something. I'm excited about it. I don't know if everybody else is going to be as excited about it as I am. But then again, I understand what's in it.
You know what it reminds me of? When Metrex came out in base and plus in the canisters. That's what it reminds me of. It just harkens back to a time when somebody did protein right and focused on quality instead of price point.
Anyway, I hope you like it, and I can't wait to hear what you think about it. In the meantime, what's going on over at CoachRobRegish.com? I know you still have the pre-sale for the book, right?
Yeah. FastMuscleBook.com is the pre-launch site for my new release. It's called Fast Muscle Building, 15 Bodybuilding Secrets to Grow Drug-Free Lean Muscle Mass. And for the asking price, 99 cents.
I mean, come on, really?
Yeah, it's a hell
now,
of a
it's not going to stay 99 cents, right?
What's that?
It's not staying 99 cents. You're going to...
No, it won't be. It's not going to be exorbitant, but it sure as hell isn't going to be 99 cents.
Yeah.
So.
And it's great information. It's really a compilation of everything that you've done up to this point, I would imagine, right?
I took the best of the best and expanded on it a little bit. So, you know, you take that, you polish it up, and you put it into a digestible format at that price, and it's hard to go wrong.
Yeah. Excellent. So people go to, what's the website again? Fast?
They can go to fastmusclebook.com.
Check it out, fastmusclebook.com. All right, let's get underway. We have lots of questions to answer and lots of things to talk about today.
Got it.
Excuse me, I had to clear my throat. Johnny Gray says, you've talked before about layoffs, deloads, and other ways to avoid training. Avoid overtraining, not avoid training. Isn't it possible, though, to do a little... Can you hear me? I have a problem with my microphone lately. Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Hello? I'm having a problem. In fact, during the commercial break, I'm going to swap mics. He says, isn't it possible though to do a little training while you're resting the big muscle groups? I tend to go a little stir crazy when I take time off. and would like to work neck and calves after cardio while I'm at the gym. So what do you think? Should you take off and completely take off, or can you do a little something?
Well, you know, the answer is it depends, but I'm right there with them. You know, I had to take 2 weeks off recently to try to get some injuries to heal. Now, when I say off, I don't mean just lying around. You know, I perform some type of cardio for 30 minutes a day, most of the days, and most of the time, that's sled work. But before we get going with what to do, though, let's revisit why time off is necessary in the first place. In my case, I was training hard and heavy 3 days a week. Now, it doesn't sound like a lot, but at age 46, that's really pushing it for me. The results were really coming the first 2 weeks. Around about week three, things started to slow down, and I decided to perform one last workout before inserting an extra rest day. That single workout sent me so far into overtraining. Huh. I was still recovering from it on the tail end of week two. To make matters worse, I can still feel a touch of it in my shoulders, the elbows and knees, although it's not as bad down there. All of that was from a workout that were centered around one arm uneven chins, one arm push-ups, pistols, and hanging leg raises. Now, that doesn't sound like much, but it's pretty brutal when you're gunning for max reps in 5 minute rounds of each. Now, as to your question about training smaller muscle groups, that's a real toss-up. It's possible you'll benefit from it if you have the discipline to keep things, you know, reasonable, especially in terms of volume, and the psychological investment minimal. More than even the physical, a break from the gym needs to be mental. You have to go from dreading the gym to having a hunger for it. And that is when you know you're ready, when you're just itching to get back in there. In my experience, most guys want to work those muscle groups because they think they're shrinking. Right? Calves, neck, certainly arms. They're not. They're not. It's all in your head. If you use a tape measure, take those measurements when you begin your resting phase, and then take them during and certainly after, you'll see that it really is all in your head. When you do return to training, don't be surprised if you're a lot stronger than when you left. I was.
Yeah, and you know, there's an old adage that I learned from Coach Dan John. And that is, you're always better off taking off a little more than training a little harder. I think that Mike Metzer, Arthur Jones, these guys understood the stronger you get, the deeper inroads you make into exhausting peripheral and central nervous system. And it's not about muscle recovery when you're strong. It's about fatigue recovery. It's about depleting neurotransmitters that are working so hard to push such heavy weight. And the stronger you become, the deeper you go into depletion of these neurotransmitters. And you need more time off to replenish them. You know, imagine that you have a stream that trickles 5 gallons a day of water. And early on, you just drink a gallon or two a day, and there's always a surplus of 3 gallons in there. So by the next day, it's refilled completely. Now you have someone who comes and lives with you, and they start drinking a gallon a day. Now you got 3 gallons a day disappearing. It takes a little longer than a day for that little well water puddle to fill back up. Now you have three people there, and you're drinking 5 gallons a day and completely depleting everything on a day-to-day basis, and you realize at that moment in time that it takes 2 to 3 days for that 5 gallons to be replenished from that trickle from the stream. Your nervous system is the same way. You are removing neurotransmitters at a greater degree the stronger you get. You must take more time off. Now you can walk, okay? You can deload if you don't make your deloads go to failure. But clearly, you must be cognizant that you need more time off the stronger you get. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yeah, I posed that very question to Mike Mentzer once. I said, Mike, you know, if I'm on the fence about taking an extra rest day, what should I do? And he said, it certainly can't hurt you, and it likely is just the thing that you need. And he was always right. I took that, and that always stuck with me. I always took that one extra rest day when I was in doubt, and I've always been stronger the day I went back.
Yeah, that's the other key. Do you feel like going back and training? And when you do, are you stronger or at least as strong as your last session?
Yeah.
That's the telltale right there that you didn't take off enough time. Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with more of Coach Rob Regish. This is the Blueprint Power Hour, where Coach answers your questions. Stay tuned.
Category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered two more bottles. And another, the overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used. Visit CoachRobRegish.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com. NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Too much on your mind to fall asleep?
Oh, no.
It happens to all of us every now and then. Instead of counting sheep, count Sleep Factors, a naturopathic formulated blend that supports falling asleep naturally. No medicated numbing, no harsh interruptions of your body's natural flow. Sleep Factors work in harmony with your body and its natural rhythms, so sleep just happens naturally. Sleep Factors by Michael's Naturopathic Programs. You can find Sleep Factors and Michael's entire line of body-loving naturopathic formulations at your local health food store or online at michaelshealth.com. Practitioner formulated. Practitioner approved.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology.
Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. Randy Hill says, I'm really confused about supplements. Yep. That means you know what you're doing. What do I really need to achieve my goals? I'm 5'11", 220 pounds, and looking to drop some fat and maybe put on a few pounds of muscle. Can you suggest anything?
You know, to take a fresh look at this, I went to look at the landscape these days, the lay of the land, so to speak. So I went to bodybuilding.com, I went to NutriPlanet, and then I went to Amazon, which... last I knew, those were your three biggest retailers. And now that pro hormones are gone, it is a virtual desert with no innovation that I could see anywhere. It's been that way for a while, and the smart money says it's going to stay that way because of recent legislation that allows the government to ban anything that causes or even claims to cause muscle growth, not being a precursor to test, not a hormone, anything that purports to cause or accelerate muscle growth. Now, if it wasn't on the market already, I doubt creatine would be allowed since it reliably enhances muscular performance. And, you know, de facto, anything that does is going to be looked at with a very skeptical eye. So what are we left with? We're left with over-caffeinated fat burners, some with Yohimbe to boot, protein powder, and various spins on creatine. Those three right there are the bread and butter of any supplement company, and they're all trying to differentiate themselves. For the most part, it's BS. There are some exceptions. You know, if you're going to spend one dime on supplementation, I would suggest that be an intra-workout supplement, inclusive of all 9 essential amino acids, because there is one arena where supplements can act like drugs, and that is intra-workout. A big part of that is due to the fact that blood flow to the muscle goes up at least 400%. You know, it's so your supplements can actually have a drug-like impact. So getting those aminos to the muscle is crucial. My top two picks in that category are Synthogen, and I have a feeling it's going to be Thrive, but you will get an unbiased review when that gets here. Finally, you may benefit from a supplement called Forskolin. This is often overlooked, but 50 milligrams a day in 2 divided dosages, 25 milligrams morning and afternoon, continues to see favorable body comp changes in study after study. Now, they're still working out the mechanism of action. Last I knew, it was cyclic AMP. But it looks really promising, and it won't break the bank. So look for a product that uses Sabinsa's Forskolin, as it's the brand that's been used in all the studies. Hope that helps.
Panos and Tanako says, I've been taking fish oil forever and keep seeing study after study now showing how it burns body fat and builds muscle. Same deal for CLA. That one's hyped up even more. Why don't I see or feel any results? I have an opinion on this too, so let's go.
Yeah, a couple of reasons, Panos. But it gets back, a large part of it gets back to expectations, right? Who's setting them and the vested interests. So let's discuss the psychology first. The average consumer is convinced that he's missing something. There's some pill, some powder, or obscure nutrient, right, that's going to give him an edge. We all want it. We all want it, me included. So we go shopping for it. And the companies selling supplements know this. So they tailor their marketing to it. As a matter of fact, a large part of their profits go back into advertising. The expectation then is that a bottle of XYZ is going to make the difference, and a big difference at that, meaning a drug-like difference. Right out of the gate then, we have a problem. Drugs act like drugs. Supplements aren't drugs. Supplements don't give drug-like results unless, of course, they have drugs in them, which some do. That's another story for another time. The studies on fish oil are pretty consistent. It's great stuff. It helps with just about everything. You can Google fish oil plus the name of virtually any disease, and you'll find that it helps. And therein lies the problem. Fish oil is a general purpose and overall health supplement, not an anabolic steroid. You know, reading some of the headlines lately, I can see why some people would feel that way. Besides, the studies point to a very modest loss of fat and muscle gain. It's nothing earth-shattering that you've been conditioned to expect, right? Because the ads for a lot of these products, not necessarily fish oil, are, you know, gain 10 pounds in 12 days, stuff like that. You also need to understand that most of these are 12-week studies. So if the participants gain 3 pounds of muscle in 12 weeks versus only 1 in the control group, it doesn't mean you'll have 3 more pounds of muscle in 12 weeks when you wrap up, you know, round 2 at the end of 24 weeks. It doesn't work that way. As for CLA, I pegged that stuff as useless from the start. Most of the research is funded by the people that make it, and it's clear whatever it's doing in animals isn't panning out in humans, at least to the same degree. It may, in fact, be like fish oil and have some, general health benefits to it. But when they're talking, you know, you're going to lose X number of pounds of fat in X weeks, you know, I just don't see it. It's not happening in the real world. So that's my 2 cents.
So we've learned 2 things this past year, 2015. One of them from an article that my news director, Alex Leaf, wrote, and the other one from some research that we talked about on the show. The first on the research was the study group that showed fish oil had an anabolic effect were older adults, not necessarily trained either. And what we learned about that study was it probably had a lot more to do with the fact that they were deficient in omega-3s, and by reestablishing a healthy omega-3 levels, they saw results. My guess is if you're not deficient in omega-3s, you may not see the magic you're looking for from fish oil supplements, number one. Number two, and this is really important, Alex Leaf wrote a fantastic article, a blog, about a study that showed that taking fish oil every single day at the same dose may actually not increase your storage of omega-3s, but instead make omega-3s prone to being burned as energy. What we learned from that study was if you want storage of the omega-3s in fish oil, take a handful of them one day a week as opposed to taking one or two a day 7 days a week. Because the body, and this is true of everything we learn about the body looks for scarcity. And scarcity drives what the body does with different nutrients. So when the body sees every day 2 grams of a combination of DHA and EPA, the body goes, we live in an abundance of these free fatty acids. We don't need to store them. We can burn them because we're going to have more tomorrow if we need them. And when you don't follow a daily protocol intake, but just take, let's say, if you take 1 gram or 1,400 milligram fish oil capsule a day, 7 days a week, if you just take 5 on a Wednesday and 3 on a Saturday, you're going to store more of those omega-3s, and you may actually start to see the results that you're looking for because the omega-3s will actually be there when the body wants to use them for different things outside of energy. So I would say to you, if your omega-3 status is not low, you may not see any benefits from omega-3s. In fact, that makes perfect sense, doesn't it, Rob?
Yeah, that's, you know what? I had never really even considered that.
And if you're not taking your, if you're taking your omega-3s the same dose day in and day out like a good little soldier, you may not be storing them. You may be burning them up for energy.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting you say that because most of the studies are done on not people taking fish oil capsules, but eating fish 2 to 3 times a week.
Bingo. And that's the logic behind the scarcity phenomenon when it comes to these free fatty acids. You know, unless you're eating fish every single day, the same thing will happen. But most people eat fish once or twice a week, and all the omega-3s are stored then. So take your supplements the same way. Let's take a quick commercial break. We have a question from Paul Reynolds about the FDA when we come back. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. Go to CoachRobRegish.com today to learn all about all of Rob's works. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
MadeByHemp.com sells the highest quality products derived from industrial hemp, raw oils high in CBD, tinctures, and salves. You can also get fashionable apparel made from industrial hemp at MadeByHemp.com. CBD is a constituent of industrial hemp that has no psychoactive properties, but has been shown to provide a variety of health benefits. Go to MadeByHemp.com today and take a look at all of our amazing products. Use the coupon code SHR to save 25% off your entire order. MadeByHemp.com, your one-stop shop for all things hemp on the web.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all 4 forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm. PhytoForm has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. So Paul Reynolds says, regarding the FDA action on USP Labs, Picamelin, etc., what's your take on what's next? How about ordering stuff from overseas?
Yeah, you know, Paul's referring to the arrest of USP Labs CEO recently.
Was he actually arrested?
Oh, yeah.
Is he still in jail?
I don't know. Those guys, I doubt it, because they usually set bail, right, at X amount, and they were raking in tons and tons of money. But he wasn't the only one. And it was all for allegedly importing synthetic DMAA under the guise of an herbal extract. Now, unfortunately, I'm hearing through the grapevine that the feds have emails from USP, including him, saying things to the effect of, you know, send a C of A, certificate of analysis, saying it's dendrobium stem or something or other. I can't remember. When, in fact, it was DMAA. And this, of course, went into their wildly popular Jack 3D and Oxy Elite Pro products. Everyone is innocent until proven guilty, but it sounds in this case like the evidence is overwhelming. As for Picamelin, the FDA sent out a letter stating that they didn't recognize it as a dietary ingredient. How GABA, bound to niacin, a B vitamin, became a problem is a real head scratcher. You know, talk about an innocuous substance. Nevertheless, retailers rolled over, and Picamelin is nowhere to be found. Now, notice what they didn't do. They didn't ban it. They didn't make it illegal. They did it through the back door, and it worked. You know, what's next is anybody's guess. The FDA has limited resources, and I have to wonder how many of them are working on this, you know, on the, what is that Zika virus or whatever. You know, they also regulate the food supply, prescription drugs, and a myriad of other things. So when it comes to our little world, though, they haven't really interceded much until now. So you need to put things into context. USP Labs had already received two warning letters going back several years, and they were on thin ice. They supposedly pledged to destroy their stock of DMAA, but according to the government, engaged in a quote-unquote all-hands-on-deck sale of what they had left. And it was that, you know, it's that kind of thumbing your nose at the government that is causing this kind of intervention. There are so many categories of products they could go after. Male enhancement pills come to mind because many of them have been tested and found to have sildenafil, Viagra, and other prescription drugs in them. Then there are research peptides. You know, websites pop up and sell a ton of them. Then they get warning letters, and then they close up shop, only to open up under a new company name. Again, thumbing their nose at the FDA. Then you've got SARMs. You know, they build muscle, or they're supposed to, and under the current law, could be added to the, you know, criminalized performance enhancer list. Presto, just like with Andro, you're a criminal in possession. You know, I don't know, man. It's a real toss-up. I do think you could order some Picamelin, let's say, from China without a problem, because I doubt it's on the import alert list. It's not illegal. It's certainly not illegal, not even close, nor should it be. It's a sad state of affairs, but when the next shoe drops, we have lost another one of our freedoms, and it's going to take, I'm predicting, it's going to take a huge seller, very profitable item for the industry to stand up and fight the FDA.
They're not going to win. The FDA, see, the problem is the FDA is going to say, well, you have to do the research on it. You have to pay us the millions of dollars. You have to sink millions of dollars into research. And the problem is no one company is going to do that when all companies will benefit from being able to sell it.
Excellent point.
I mean, every supplement we take today could be put to the rigors of randomized clinical trials, double-blind, placebo-controlled studies. Every single supplement we take today. The problem is, unless you have an industry organization that stands to help cultivate and accumulate all the profits from that particular supplement, instead of all different companies. I mean, if someone published a study tomorrow morning on, pick a supplement. Rapothamin what's the stuff that's in yours? Rapothamin, how do you say it?
Rapothamin carthamoid.
Okay. That's why I have you to say that. So, let's say someone invested millions of dollars into randomized control trial of a significant number of people, hired the best institutions, paid for that, paid the subjects, because you have to pay your subjects to be involved in these trials, paid the FDA for phase zero, then phase one, then phase two. So you're talking about sinking $6-7 million into a supplement that they then, after showing that it's effective and it really does what we say it does, they do not stand to benefit profit-wise. The industry stands to benefit profit-wise. So the reality is, unless the industry forms organizations made up of the largest players in the industry who stand to benefit from this research, and they guide this industry organization and say, we need studies on this, we need studies on that, we will all benefit from this research, so we will all kick money in for this research.
Hasn't it been tried already? Rick Collins and Pat Arnold, weren't they doing something when pro-hormones, you know, were about to be banned?
I don't know. Probably. But even if they did, that would make pro-hormones a prescription drug.
Yeah, no-win. You're right, it's a no-win fight.
No, it's a no-win situation. The system has been created so the pharmaceutical industry can protect their profits using the Food and Drug Administration as their firewall. And keep other people, you know, there's a farmer in Kentucky who's being sued right now by the FDA and stands to be jailed for 46 years for making a salve that helps skin heal and saying that it helps speed healing.
Yeah.
And also people have used it on their skin cancer and it has reversed their skin cancer. So the people who said it reversed their skin cancer came out and said, this reversed my skin cancer. He put that in the store next to the salve. The FDA is saying you're making drug-like claims, and so now we're going to take you down.
Wow, I mean, he didn't even put it on the label, and they still pop?
Nope.
Wow.
He put the testimonials in the stores next to the showcase of the salve. No, you know what? You got to take these. You got to know what works yourself. The responsibility's on you. You got to understand the science. Make sure you understand it. And use what you know works. And don't wait for anyone in the industry to come forth and publish studies. Because it isn't going to happen. There's no merit in them publishing studies. And the reality is, the Food and Drug Administration would stand in their way unless they were a true pharmaceutical company. All right, let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Seth Flanders. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour.
Even dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Even for extraordinary people, it's all about motivation. Getting going and focusing is easier said than done. That's why people like you with big goals and bigger dreams are turning to Exact to feel motivation now. Exact delivers the breakthrough mental energy you crave and unleashes your creativity. Exact combines precise levels of 6 ingredients that greatly improves brain power and produces intensity. Many of our customers say Exact brings them instant gratification, making them feel happy, bright, and attentive. We say Exact delivers, guaranteed or your money back. Go to xactmind.com to get your trial pack absolutely free and experience life with the motivation, focus, and drive it takes to realize your potential. The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Michael's naturopathic programs feature synergistically complete targeted formulas that utilize the healing power of nature, nourish the specific systems, treat the whole person, and do no harm. They are designed to give results, like Michael's popular Adrenal Extra, known as Energy Support, which is ideal for people with stressful lifestyles. It contains nutrients that support energy processes in the body, complemented with herbs. Michael's naturopathic programs are available at local health food stores or on the web at michaelshealth.com.
For the best in real-world, no-nonsense, result-producing and effective strength training, muscle-building and physical culture information, read Brooks Cubic's books and courses. Don't delay. Sprint on over to brookscubic.com and choose from more than a dozen of the best books and courses on the market. Brooks Cubic's training advice has been building strength, transforming physiques, and changing lives for more than 25 years. If you prefer ebooks, look for Brooks Cubic's best-selling courses at Amazon's Kindle bookstore. Show your support for Physical Culture Radio by going to brookscubic.com right now.
If you take curcumin, you need to pay attention. The best curcumin on earth is metacurcumin. Metacurcumin is up to 277 times more bioavailable and absorbs over 6 times faster than standard curcumin supplements. Metacurcumin even outperforms those supposedly high-performance curcumin products. There's only one metacurcumin by Rev Genetics. You could save 20% off metacurcumin by clicking the banner ad at superhumanradio.com and use superhuman curcumin at checkout. If you want to help stop inflammation in its tracks, you need metacurcumin by Rev Genetics today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back to the Blueprint Power Hour. Next question comes from Seth Flanders. He says, you're always talking about how you get older and how you're adjusting with body weight stuff, etc. What I'd like to know is, what did you do in your teens, 20s, and 30s?
Well, it sure wasn't body weight stuff.
I did a lot of coke, man. I did a lot of cocaine, and I thought I looked good when I was high on coke. I thought I looked great, actually.
You know, it's an interesting story. When I was 15, my dad brought me to our parish rectory where they had a few dozen Universal machines. And I screwed around on those for a year or so before getting to college. And there, a very generous man took me under his wing fellow baseball player, and taught me about powerlifting. So I lived on a steady diet of squats, deadlifts, bench presses, rows, almost exclusively compound lifts. And in some respects, it was excellent, right? Hard work on the big basics. How can you go wrong? But in other ways, it wasn't so great. You know, I kept powerlifting until my late 30s when my back just couldn't take it anymore. You know, all that vertical compression of the spine is cumulative. You don't really realize it. The worst part about it is it sneaks up on you. You just wake up one day and you're stiff, it hurts, and that's before you touch a weight. So, you know, there's a reason why you don't see really old people deadlifting heavy. So it was a good 15 to 20 year bulk for me, you know, and this is important too. The eating matched the lifting. It wasn't unusual for me to put away 4,000, 5,000, even 6,000 calories a day, depending upon what diet I was on. Now, for a kid who started at 143 pounds, soaking wet, I got up to 252 at age 25. Now, you know, it wasn't all muscle, but a lot of it was. And I held that for a year or so before trimming down. And today, you know, I'm anywhere between 215, 225, sometimes 230, 235. I can do it without having to force feed, you know, like in my youth. I suppose I could starve myself on a diet, but cutting never really appealed to me. Now, I did go on a cut once or twice just to have the experience, right, and see my abs. And see my abs, I did. The problem was, I got my notes out, I went from 219 to 185.
Hmm.
And a lot of muscle got chewed up chasing those last few percentages of body fat. Not worth it, in my opinion. Now, one thing I am really grateful for was lifting heavy for multiple sets of primarily lower reps in my youth. Why? It gives you a razor-sharp central nervous system that gives you a huge advantage wherever you go. You'll find a lot of guys that look stronger than you, but they're not. In most cases, you're vastly stronger due to the groundwork you laid in your youth and that central nervous system. Here's the bottom line. What you do when you're young matters. In my opinion, you need to build as much size and strength as possible. Because when you're young, it's quite plausible to slap on 20, 30, sometimes even more pounds of muscle, and certainly gaining massive amounts of strength. Putting 20 pounds of muscle on at age 40 ain't happening. Conversely, you can certainly diet that off. So take that for what it's worth.
I got to disagree. I think you can put on that muscle. I mean, I don't think you can do it unless you're paying attention to quite a few different things. But I think you can. Most guys in their 40s and 50s have the same problem that they had in their 20s and 30s. And the first is that they don't eat enough. And the second is they eat too much of the wrong things. The other issue, obviously, is hormones. But you may be one of those 40-year-old people that your test levels haven't tanked yet. And so I wouldn't want to discourage people in thinking that just because they're 40 or even 50 that they can't add muscle. You can. But you got to do the things that you weren't willing to do when you were 20 and 30 and didn't do it.
Yeah, discipline.
Yeah.
You know, I suppose it's possible. I haven't seen it. I just, maybe I haven't been around enough, but I haven't seen it. The point I'm making is more to your youth. Don't squander that. Yeah. Make hay while the sun is shining.
Yeah, I agree with you. Let's go on to the next question, Tom Cox. Then we'll take a break and we'll do the blueprint tip of the day. Tom says, I'm 5 weeks into the Blueprint 4.0, up 10 pounds using the Blueprint Mass Stack. I was 195. I'm now 209. Not eating obscene amounts of food either. Just around 3,000 kcals a day. I checked measurements and they decreased around the waist since the start of the EDT phase. Increased on my arms and chest and legs. My question is, how long can I keep this up and how'd you put all the pieces together?
you know, I got a similar email from Jamie Foreman saying that he, too, was 4 weeks into 4.0 and up 10 pounds, all in the right places. Now, those are by no means the only two. So we're seeing it now pretty much across the board. You know, these are, as I say in 4.0, these are drug-like gains without the drugs. And the best part is this. Although 4.0 is a comprehensive system, the guts of it were built from training methods proposed originally in the Blueprint Bulletin, which, of course, I stole from other people. I just cobbled it together creatively. So over the course of several issues, I made the observation that accelerated gains in muscle could not be explained simply through hypertrophy, either sarcoplasmic or myofibrillar. You just can't hit a growth spurt putting on 10, 15, sometimes more pounds of muscle over as many weeks and have hypertrophy as your sole explanation. In my mind, it had to be muscle cell hyperplasia or the splitting of muscle cells, thereby forming new satellite cells that in turn mature into new muscle cells. The only question was, what caused it? The answer, a big part of the answer, was buried deep in a research paper that was done way back in 1991 by Joey Antonio. The study was done on birds, but the stimulus was crystal clear, and it wasn't a giant leap as to how to apply it to humans. You don't need needles, you don't need drugs, or any of that nonsense. All the tools necessary are as close as your local gym. Now, fast forward to the mid-90s, and you're going to come across some novel theories as it applies to John Perillo. Perillo at the time was talking about, he's a trainer, Canadian trainer. He was talking about ripped 300-pound bodybuilders, which was unheard of at the time. And less than a decade later, they were a reality. And today, right, they're almost commonplace at the upper echelons of bodybuilding. So it begs the question, what happened? You know, was there some breakthrough drug that was causing this? Nope. All the drugs are the same. Copious amounts of steroids, growth hormone, insulin, etc. The answer lies within the training these guys were performing and certainly the nutrition, but primarily the stimulus. And note the reference to not grossly overeating. Now that's important because although it's, you know, it is important to eat enough, you don't want to overeat and get fat either. The Blueprint Bulletin recommends several eating strategies that accomplish that, right? Not just one or two, because not everyone's going to do well with any one strategy. What I'm getting at here is this. Even if you don't have access to 4.0, you'd be getting a big chunk of it in the bulletin. And this month, in fact, we have another great issue detailing a new training strategy for just such a purpose, a new diet twist that'll keep your gains honest, and, of course, the usual supplement and gray market info. So the answers are out there. There is very little in this sport that hasn't been tried already. It is simply a matter of tying together the elements of those systems and then applying it within the context of a drug-free athlete to arrive at drug-like gains. Now, he had one other question, which was, how long can you keep this up? Can you keep it up week in and week out for months? No. Can you keep it up for, you know, a good 6 weeks? Sometimes 8? Yeah, absolutely. And the, you know, properly performed, those gains are going to stick around. And that is a huge increase. 10 pounds of muscle tissue in 4 weeks. If you doubt how much that is, go to the supermarket, pick out 10 pounds of beef and lay it out in front of you. And then imagine slapping it on your chest, arms, back, and legs. It's a lot of beef.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. Let's take our last commercial break. I think that was our last question, wasn't it? Yeah. And we have the blueprint tip of the day. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage, promote joint mobility and flexibility, replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing. My near vision has improved, and I can read small print from 8 inches. My overall vision is clearer, and the glare from oncoming headlights doesn't bother me any longer. Just 1 to 2 drops a day, and the results are visible. You can find CanSee eye drops at wisechoicemedicine.net or call 800-861-4936. That's 800-861-4936. WiseChoiceMedicine.net. CanSee Eye Drops. The name says it all.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back. He wants to take you to a gay bar. I don't want to go to a gay bar. I'm sorry. Blueprint tip of the day is actually to start experimenting with Kratom, huh? And Mile High Kratom has a super sale going on.
Yeah, they've actually got a discount code, MileHigh15, for 15% off. Before we get rolling, I want to say a few words about Kratom and what it's used for. You know, I originally went into this thinking Kratom was just kind of a recreational type thing.
Right.
But it really isn't. Because of its effects on the mind, it is in many ways, depending upon the strain, an ideal either pre-workout or certainly, you know, before you sit down and start reading, writing, and researching. And I'll get into why later. But don't just look at this stuff as, you know, hey, it's fun stuff. It's a lot more than that. So last week I spoke to the superiority of Mile High's product, their service, and their people. And I got a lot of emails about that asking for, you know, kind of the next step. So this week I'm going to delve a little further into the practical use of three of their most popular strains, Private Reserve Bali, Green Indo, and Green Malay. And now I'm also going to compare and contrast it to the leading brand because I want you to see what the difference really is. And that leading brand, by the way, sources the stuff directly from Southeast Asia. No matter what, it's more accurate to say they fulfill your order from there. So first up is Private Reserve Bali, which is the typical Kratom entry point strain, a.k.a. Red Vein Borneo. It induces a sense of relaxation in virtually everyone that uses it. 15 minutes prior to downing it, about 3 grams in grapefruit juice is the usual dose. It's helpful to certainly take curcumin and a couple of Tagamet capsules, 400 milligrams of cimetidine. Both of those go a long way to giving Kratom a greater punch, likely due to the fact they tie up the cytochrome P450 enzyme in the liver. The leading brand, it takes about a half an hour to, let's say, feel it, which is a mild to moderate relaxation feeling lasting for about 4 hours. It feels the heaviest, let's say, in the legs and the body with secondary effects on the mind. Whereas Mile High's Private Reserve Bali, you can feel that stuff kick in 15 minutes. It lasts a good 6 hours. And I would say its effects on the mind and the body are about equal. And you need to also be aware that depending upon your Kratom, you know, when it wears off, you can get either a slightly depressed feeling or none of that, which is a good thing, which, you know, there's no such issue with Mile High stuff. It's just a very smooth letdown. The leading brand doesn't offer a Green Indo, so a head-to-head comparison there wasn't possible. Nor do they offer Yellow Vietnam, as Mile High does, which likewise is an excellent strain. So for this review, I'll be just looking at Mile High's Green Indo straight away. Same drill, two, three caps of curcumin, cimetidine beforehand. Within half an hour, you feel a nice lift in mood. And this is common to the green strains, which continues to build until about hour 4, which is then accompanied, it switches over to a sense of heaviness and relaxation, I'll call it. And this is the coolest part about Kratom. Especially on the green strains, you feel motivated to read, write, or perform physical activity. And it's not, don't get me wrong, it's not a kind of ephedrine, shaky, dirty stimulant type feel to it. It feels very natural is the best way to put it. The best part of Green Indo is if you have little aches and pains, it is a fantastic analgesic. Fantastic. About an hour after taking it, those little aches and pains are going to go away. The Yellow Vietnam is excellent too, although I would tilt that more toward the relaxation end of things. Same story with Green Malay. The nice part about Green Malay is this. Of all the strains, it lasts the longest. Let's call it 7 to 8 hours. And you get a good zing of energy up front with whole body relaxation on the tail end. Leading brand on that strain, it takes a full hour to kick in if you feel it at all. And there is a strong energy, or should be a strong energy kick with green malai. When you compare it head-to-head, though, against Mile High stuff, again, it's no comparison. Mile High's kratom kicks in anywhere between 15 and 30 minutes. You get a much more balanced, I'll call it, energy and relaxation effect. But it does so within two separate time frames. The first is energetic with a touch of relaxation. And then the last four hours, you get this very smooth, I'll call it, come down. But here's where things get interesting. You know, these were all 3-gram head-to-head dosages. It's not recommended, but I'm reading online where guys are doing like 5 grams or more of the stuff, and you can have some really wild experiences, or so I read. It really isn't for that, guys, nor should it be used that way. I've never used the illegal stuff, but this is by no means, as I read people that have compared the two, by no means is it quote-unquote getting high.
Let me ask you a question. We have a listener who messaged me. So, at this point in time, Kratom is completely legal to buy in the United States, correct?
Yeah, there are 3 or 4 states where it's you can't import it.
Do you know what state? Before I say, I happen to mention his name or anything. Do you know what states there? It is illegal.
I want to say Illinois, Indiana, and either Tennessee or in Tennessee, I think.
It's silly stuff. As an analgesic, as a pain reliever, would you say that Kratom is a winner when you're looking for pain relief?
Yes, but I'll caveat it like this. You know how curcumin is an immediate analgesic and it lasts for a couple hours?
Right.
Non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
Yeah, or even like white willow bark, which is where they got aspirin from. You know.
Right.
Okay.
Kratom, on the other hand, depending on the strain, lasts almost all day. So here's the other thing about the pain relief on Kratom. It's not so pronounced that you can go in the gym and do a lot of damage to yourself. Right? Because we all know there are some painkillers which zap the pain so much, you can go in there and train balls to the wall and really hurt yourself when they wear off. Kratom isn't like that. It's just the right amount of pain relief. So as an analgesic, I would tell you it's ideal.
Okay. I didn't mention his name because I don't know if the state he's... I think I know where he lives, but I don't know. Isn't it weird that you have to worry... I mean, this is just such silliness. Such silliness because these things don't harm anybody. You don't have overdoses from it, and yet you got to be careful that you don't mention it. And it all comes down to dollars and cents. It's because the government wants to take advantage of making people pay for their pleasures. That's really what it comes down to: cigarette taxes, alcohol taxes. Now in the states where they legalize marijuana, you got taxes on that. Interestingly enough, the federal government doesn't recognize the legalization of marijuana on a state-by-state basis, but the states still collect tax on it.
Yeah.
Think about that for a second.
let me just clarify worry for those that are interested or concerned. Nowhere is Kratom illegal. It's not a scheduled drug. It is simply listed on the DEA's... what do they call it? A drug of chemical or a drug of something of concern. But the worst thing that could happen is you get a letter saying that it appears to be an unapproved dietary ingredient. If you're in one of those 3 or 4 states, there aren't going to be any controlled deliveries.
Yeah.
Nobody's going to be busting your doors down.
No, you know what they do? They send you a letter saying, you need to stop using this stuff. Then they send you a coupon for Xanax. They say, but take this coupon to your pharmacy and you can get Xanax, which you'll become completely addicted to in no time at all.
But you know, you're absolutely right. And I challenge anybody that, you know, in the government that's maybe listening on the other side of the fence to do the following, or anybody listening. Go to any inner city emergency room, any emergency room that you want. There is no epidemic of kratom overdoses.
No, but they'll make it sound like that. One person, now mark my words, and I, ironically, Scott Burbank, who's listening live also, just commented on Facebook, pharmacy mafia, which really is what it is. I mean, it's just another style organized crime, but it's legal. So it's not really crime. But interestingly enough, you mark my words. We're talking about this today. What's today? Today is February 16th. Within the next few months, something's going to happen to somebody somewhere. And that person is going to either have ordered or have on their person, or their mother or friend is going to say, oh, they use Kratom. And that one incident is going to get plastered all over the media.
Right.
All over. Guy eats dog's face. Suspected user of Kratom. And all of a sudden, it's going to happen. Just like it happened with ephedra. You know, Ma Wong. I mean, all these things. Something little happens. The media runs with it. Oh, Kratom is causing people to kill each other. And that's going to be it.
Yep.
So you heard it here first. February 16, 2016. Okay. That's what's going to happen to Kratom.
Let's hope it's no time soon.
Yeah, it's silliness. But you can take all the pharmaceutical drugs that'll destroy you, ruin you, shorten your life. No problem. The doctor will prescribe them. The FDA will protect them. And you got no problem whatsoever. I mean, look at the nonsense now about statin drugs, all the problems they cause. It's just coming out now. In fact, the guy who made the movie about the big cholesterol myth from the UK, Justin, can't think of his last name right now. He's coming back on the show because he's into some new stuff. But this guy blew the whistle years ago. Why we have to be suspect of companies that promote statin drugs. Everything he talked about in that movie 5 years ago has come true. Statin drugs lead to an increased risk of diabetes, an increased risk of dementia, an increased risk. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And the research shows that they don't protect against first heart attacks. They may produce some protection against second heart attacks, but that is murky when you look at the research. And so it's okay to take these drugs that kill you because the Food and Drug Administration allows that. But God forbid you take something that that they have no control over. They don't like that. They just don't like it.
It's nine times out of ten, bans on nutritional supplements have nothing to do with a threat to health. It has everything to do with a threat to the pharmaceutical company's profits.
Terrible. It's terrible. But what can people do? People are so busy just trying to pay their bills and live their lives that they have no time to even pay attention to this stuff. And a few of us try to fight this fight, but you can't fight it. You can't. Because we have the mainstream media against us, who are talking to all the lemmings, and the lemmings are going, oh, did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear? Did you hear? And it's like, we can't even get the truth out there anymore.
Two words, brother. Stock up.
Yeah, stock up. There you go. All right. Anything else we want to talk about, Rob?
No, thanks for having
me. Well, plug the book again one more time. The website to get the book is?
FastMuscleBook.com.
FastMuscleBook.com.
You can pre-order it today. It's going to cost you all of 99 cents, but you're going to get 15 strategies to build drug-free muscle, and they're pretty darn cool.
Yeah, and the FDA won't be able to take these away from you. How do you like that one? All right, listen, thanks for being on today, Rob. Thanks to everybody who listened to the Blueprint Power Hour. That's all we have for today. We'll see you tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio.